very evolved form of this whole technique of dialectic, which was called Madhyamika, Madhyamika. It means the middle way. But it was a form of Buddhist practice and instruction developed by Nagarjuna, Nagarjuna, who lived approximately in 200 AD. Nagarjuna's method is simply an extension and drawing to logical conclusions of the method of dialogue that already existed, except that Nagarjuna took it to an extreme. And his method is simply this: to undermine, to cast doubts on, any proposition to which his student will cling. To destroy all intellectual formulations and all concepts of the nature of reality or the nature of the self whatsoever. Now, you might think that that was simply a parlor game, a little intellectual exercise, but if you engaged in it, you would find it was absolutely terrifying. And you would feel yourself brought very close to the verge of madness. Because a skillful teacher in this method reduces you to a shuddering state of total insecurity. I have watched this being done among people you would consider perfectly ordinary, normal Westerners, who thought they were getting involved in just a nice abstract intellectual discussion. But then finally the teacher, as the process goes on, discovers in the course of the discussion what are the fundamental premises to which every one of his students is clinging. What is the foundation of sanity? What do you base your life on? And when he has found out what that is for each student, he destroys it. He shows you that you can't found a way of life on that. That it leads you into all sorts of inconsistencies and foolishness. And the student turns back to the teacher and says, well, it's all very well for you to pull out all the carpets from under my feet. What would you propose instead? And the teacher says, I don't propose anything. He's no fool. He doesn't put up something to be knocked down. But you see, here are you. You, if you don't put up something to be knocked down, then you can't play ball with the teacher. And you may say, well, I don't need to. Then on the other hand, there's something nagging you inside, telling you you do. And so you go and play ball with him, and he keeps knocking it down. Whatever you propose, whatever you cling to. And this exercise produces in the individual a real traumatic state. People get acute anxiety. And you wouldn't think so, because it just seemed as if it were nothing more than a discussion on a very intellectual and abstract level. But when it really gets down to it and you find that you don't have a single concept you can really trust, it's the heebie-jeebies. But it is, you are preserved from insanity by the discipline, by the atmosphere set up by the teacher, and by the fact that he seems perfectly happy without anything in the way of a concept to cling on to. And the student looks at him and says, he seems to be all right. Maybe I can be all right too. You know, this gives a certain confidence, a certain feeling that all is not mad. Because the teacher, in his own way, is perfectly normal.